Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of June 2019. Uttarakhand High Court has declined to stop the weddings of two sons of controversial South African businessmen Ajay Gupta and Atul Gupta in ecologically sensitive Oli, a day after pulling up the BJP government for granting permissions. The High Court, however, asked the Guptas to deposit 3 crore rupees as environmental compensation. Madras High Court has taken up a case SUO Muthu in order to examine the ways and means to stop reckless driving of motor vehicles and also to ensure that those who indulge in such practices do not get away from the hands of law. The court decided to take up the issue after observing that a constitutional court could not shut its eyes to hundreds of lives being lost due to rash and negligent driving of vehicles. Jharkhand High Court is asked to maintain status quo on service tax inquiry audit against the assessee post implementation of goods and services tax, GST. Calcutta High Court has noted that a deed of gift cannot be said to be invalid only because it was registered after the death of donor. It observed that the post-mortem registration of a deed of gift by the legal representative of the donor has the same effect as its registration by the donor himself during his lifetime. Karnataka High Court has noted that a widow cannot be deprived of the property vested in her merely for contracting a second marriage. The court observed that in the civilized system of today, no widow can be deprived of the property vested in her on account of her contracting a second marriage, subject to any just exceptions. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Chennai has observed that service tax cannot be levied on recharge coupons received from DTH operators. The tribunal further said that on the SIM cards, recharge coupons etc. where the service tax has been paid on the MRP by the main operator, the commission agent distributor need not pay service tax on the commission received by him because commission also forms part of the MRP on which service tax has already been discharged. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT Ludhiana, has observed that the one-time settlement of debt by the bank cannot be treated as beneficial from the business under subsection 4 of section 28 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 if such loan granted to the assessee was a separate transaction. Supreme Court has asked the Centre to give a written response to a plea by a group of deemed universities for extension of counselling date to fill seats which remained vacant in postgraduate medical courses, as the central government maintained that there was no amicable solution to the issue. Supreme Court has sought the centre's stand on petitions moved by a group of IAS and IPS officers of the 2018 batch seeking another chance to exercise cadre preference in parity with 20 other colleagues who were granted the relief by the court last month. The court had on the 17th of May asked the centre to accommodate 20 trainee IAS and IPS officers who had challenged the government's cadre allocation process by increasing one post each in the state cadres of their preference this year. Delhi High Court has rapped AAP government's Forest Department for its recalcitrance in complying with directions to ensure 1.4 lakh saplings are planted in the Central Ridge area. The court had directed the Indian company to spend the amount on creating a larger green area in and around the city by planting 1.4 lakh trees in the Central Ridge, and the Forest Department was directed to ensure implementation of the direction. Kerala High Court has observed that it is legal to remove a voter from the voters list without giving him an opportunity of hearing. Further, any inaction by the voter in getting his name restored also won't justify such action. Madras High Court has dismissed a petition filed by a law teacher seeking directions to amend the Tamil Nadu State Judicial Service, Cadre and Recruitment, Rules, 2017 to allow him to appear in the examination for selection of district judges. According to the petitioner, he had 7 years of practice as an advocate before joining teaching profession, and therefore he met the qualification under Article 233(2) of the Constitution of India, 1950. Karnataka High Court has noted that prima facie it found that there has been a complete failure on part of the state government and its authorities to protect the lakes, tanks and other water bodies in the city of Bengaluru. The court, while hearing a bunch of petitions, directed the government to appoint National Environmental Engineering Research Institute, NERI, an expert agency which would study the present lakes and also locate the disappeared lakes. Kerala High Court has rejected a petition by the Commissioner of Income Tax Appeals, wherein the officer pleaded to vacate the order of the Ernakulam Central Administrative Tribunal initiating misconduct proceedings against him on the ground of misconduct. While terming the charges as very serious, the High Court rejected the petition and noted that there was no inordinate or unexplained delay in the initiation of disciplinary proceedings. Bombay High Court has accepted deduction under Section 80IA of the Income Tax Act, 1961 for container freight station run by Logistic Park. Punjab and Haryana High Court has issued notices to the centre and state government, besides the National Disaster Response Force, in connection with the death of the three-year-old following a detailed coverage by India Today on the death of the toddler after being stuck in a 150-foot deep bore well in Punjab's Sangrur district. Jodhpur court has acquitted actor Salman Khan in a case related to submitting a false affidavit in court in the poaching case. The state government had in 2006 submitted a plea accusing Khan of submitting a fake affidavit. CJM Rural Court Ankit Raman dismissed the state government's plea. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, Chennai bench has accepted a resolution plan of Oasis Grace Engineering Projects for Vishwakarma Real Estates and Constructions. This makes the first example of a real estate firm getting a resolution plan approved by the NCLT. Customs, Excise and Service Tax Appellate Tribunal, CESTAT, Mumbai has observed that the Swachh Bharat cess paid on input services has to be available as SenVit credit and the same can be discharged by using SenVit credit. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Delhi has noted that the capital gain exemption under Section 54 of the Income Tax Act, 1961 should be given to more than one house when the property of an Hindu undivided family, HUF, is sold. Therefore, keeping in view the fact that primarily the SSE is eligible for deduction in purchase the plots and constructed residential dwellings on those plots, the tribunal holds that the SSE is eligible for the deduction.